Welcome to the Humanist Dude Podcast. I'm your host, the H Dude. Today we are going to talk about the Stoic mindfulness that lays the foundation for stress control, focus, productivity, and well-being. Stoicism has core principles, and one of the most essential one is emotional control, which leads to better stress control, focus, productivity, and overall well-being. In simple words, it is the key to unlock the everyday situation, to keep you calm during the stress, and give you a peace of mind. No amount of anxiety makes any difference to anything that is going to happen, said Alan Watts. Stoicism isn't saying anything about following the book of rules or make someone your guru. It is just revealing why it is important to be your own master. As once Epictetus said, any person capable of angering you becomes your master. So basically, there are four simple ways to watch yourself, diving deep into the Stoic mindfulness. The first point is to guard your time. Nothing is better than paying attention to yourself and knowing the outcome of the work you're doing. It is possible that you have a past that is disturbing you, or you're worrying for your future, but nothing is better than giving yourself the greatest gift, which is the present moment. Point 2 is to give attention. Focus on the task in hand, not what would I do if that happened situation. The mind is not good at multitasking, and we should know it by now. Got a list of things to do? Well, complete the first one and then move to the next. The first rule is to keep untroubled spirit. The second is to look things in the face and know them for what they are. The third point, and this is the most important one, premeditatio malorum. It simply means have a negative visualization. It's not the way to invite negativity in your life, but to remove it from your life. The Backward Slope by Alan Watts states, the idea that the more you pursue feeling better all the time, the less satisfied you become, as pursuing something only reinforces the fact that you lack it in the first place. It is the time to accept the science and philosophy for a life full of mindfulness and peace. And the fourth point is, choose your battles. We shouldn't waste our time on focusing things that aren't up to us. Instead, we should focus on the things that are up to us, said Epictetus centuries ago. There is no doubt we all have to fight at one point in our life, but it is necessary to pick your battles between the things that lies in your control, not outside your control.